patterns. This is the Zeroid process, and it is available to you at the American Family Clinic. It is painless and non-invasive. If you want to optimize your health by using this advanced energy technology, call 1-800-205-6245 and make an appointment today. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and we have a very, very special guest this morning. You're going to find what he has to say very interesting, but before we got to Mr. Wilfred Hahn, I wanted to read something that appeared in the Wall Street Journal on the editorial page on Tuesday of this week. That's August 8th. And, you know, once in a while you'll read something that is so absolutely true. It's self-evident. But, you know, for the average individual, you find it hard to believe. And this is what it says. There are two ways to think of the UN Security Council's prospective ceasefire resolutions for Israel and Lebanon. Either it is ill-designed for success or brilliantly engineered for failure. Let me read that. The United Nations resolution for Israel and Lebanon is either ill-defined for success or brilliantly engineered for failure. In other words, they don't want it to work. That's what it's all about. They want the war to persist. And the way that the peace ceasefire was set up, why, of course, Israel would be allowed to stay where they are and carry on defensive military action. Well, everything they do is defensive. Israel will tell you everything we are doing is defensive to protect ourselves. That's why we're invading Lebanon. And so, certainly, Hezbollah and Lebanon are not going to accept a vague ceasefire. Now, logically, they would. Logically, they'd do anything to stop the bombing and bring in an international force. But neither side wants to stop this war, which doesn't make sense. But as we pointed out before, so much of what's going on doesn't make sense unless you understand it's something a very important part of something far larger. Well, with that as a background, let's get to Mr. Wilfred Hahn, who has certainly been a money manager for many years, worked for many Wall Street firms, international accounts, but he's written a fascinating treatise, which you can get off his website, about oil and the importance of the Middle East at this time in history. Now, from my point of view, I've certainly studied the oil and talked about the origins of oil and the oil that we have that we're not developing here in America. But it doesn't matter whether everything is centered on the Middle East or whether there may be sources here that are not being developed, because it would take 10 years or more to develop these oil sources and solve the problem. The thing is that today, as far as the entire world is concerned, our attention is focused on the Middle East as the largest supply and ready supply of oil anywhere in the world. And we, as a nation, are dependent on oil, as are so many other nations in the world. I mean, without oil, how would we run, you know, our military? How would we run our industry? How would we create plastics? How would we get back and forth to work or get to the store? We are totally oil dependent. And yet, of course, the major supply of oil, readily available oil, for right today, is in the Middle East. And that is the background. Mr. Wilfred Hahn, thank you so much for being with us again.
Good to be again with you again, Dr. Stan.
So I'm going to let you go ahead and pick up and put forward your treatise, because I think it's fascinating, not only from an economic, but from a spiritual point of view.
Okay. Well, the oil remains top of mind, of course. In the last couple of days, oil having hit a new high, at least a barrel of oil. But what we want to talk about today is some of the arguments that we put forth in a report a couple of months ago, which is available free from our website. I'll give you some coordinates as to how to get it. It's free. It's called Final Combustion, Oil, Islam, and the Christian West. And what we want to talk about here is the overall hydrocarbon situation, that being predominantly oil and gas, but we want to do something different. We don't want to talk about it in terms of, say, how secular economists would, or the type of things that you would read from Wall Street publications. We want to look at it from a little bit of a different time frame. Firstly, I want to take a step back, and as Dr. Stan mentioned, it's part of something much, much bigger. We want to look at the sort of, I would call it the cosmic timeline of what's been ordained, so to speak, for the world. And what we see playing out today in the world is so enormous and improbable. Some of the statistics that we're going to look at here in just a second will show you that the situation that we see in the world could not have happened by chance, because there are so many improbable elements that have come to play on this. The second thing that we want to just set up as a precept before we talk a little further about the current oil situation and how it relates to North America is that we want to look at it here from a biblical perspective. We want to look at it from a religious perspective. Most of the statistics that we read in popular media and so forth will tend to look at the world in purely economic terms, materialistic terms, but we want to slice and dice some of these statistics that we're going to look at in terms of, as I was saying, a religious perspective. So with that primer, let's put on our oil analyst hats for a second, but we want to just mention five basic precepts that we're going to observe as we talk about some of these situations. I mentioned earlier that we want to look at this from a Christian perspective, and those that are Christians and adopt that scriptural view will accept the fact that indeed there is a cosmic time plan at play. God's got a purpose for the world, and that's part of what's rolling out, where we'll talk a little bit about the implications for that in the years that we're living in right now. The second thing is that we recognize that there are spiritual forces at work. Again, secular economists today would not accept that. They try to explain everything in terms of materialistic statistics. But Christians do accept the view that, quote that well-known Bible verse, Ephesians 6:12, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the power of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. So we need to adopt that perspective as we look at some of these situations that are playing out right now in terms of the world. And, of course, the world does not know the thoughts of the Lord. That's a quote out of Micah 4:12. And the third thing we just want to recognize quickly here before we get into the statistics is that there is a trap prepared for the world. If you accept the premise that there's a cosmic plan, forces of good versus evil, and that God does prevail in the end, that there is a trap. There are traps planned for the world. There are a number of them. This is one, the world energy situation. And Scripture, I believe, does tell us that there will be traps, and particularly...
Hold that thought.
Okay.
We'll be right back here in just a moment with Mr. Wilford on. There is a plan. There is a spiritual plan. There's a plan for good, a plan for evil. Let's see how this thing plays out. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support, doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
And back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Mr. Wilfred Hahn. And Mr. Hahn, you pick up the story there.
Okay, we were just finishing up on some of the, you know, the five key precepts that we want to just observe here before we look into the realities of what's playing out in the world of hydrocarbons. I mean, I'd mentioned three, but the other two things that we just want to recognize here is that from a scriptural point of view, we accept that a trap is being set, but if we agree that there is a trap being set, then, well, there must be a trapper, person who's setting the trap, and the intended object of that trap, the trappee. And Christians would take the view that the trapper is the evil one. In other words, Satan. He plays an active role as part of that spiritual realm that interplays in world affairs through human beings. And then lastly, of course, we have we need to accept the fact that there are some intended targets. And quickly, I'll mention I would put forward the position that it's the church and Israel. So accepting those five, let's just get into some of these improbable facts that we see playing out today. And by the way, we're talking about a report that our ministry put out just recently called Final Combustion: Oil, Islam, and the Christian West. It's available free. If you go to our website, you can download it. Our website is eternalvalue.com. With that said, let's just turn to these improbable set of events that are playing out in the world today. There's four big players that interplay into setting up the situation as we see it playing out right now. That's, of course, Islam. We'll talk about that right away. The West. When I mention the West, I'm generally referring to those formerly Christian sets of nations. We call them the top 10X. I'll talk about those briefly. We have another player, the third player, Russia. Very interesting what's playing out here in very quick order there, and its influence upon the earth, the world, I should say, and Europe. And then lastly, Asia. All of a sudden, Asia comes into the question here recently. And all of this revolves around Israel. And improbable events concern all of these. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Islamic faction in the part of this oral story. Let me quote you some statistics. Well, I think it's well known. Dr. Stan, you had just mentioned it at the outset of our discussion here, that so much oil, of course, is centered in the Middle East. Now, we should stop and just ask the question, why is that? We accept that as fact, but why should it be that so much oil is found in the Middle East, and lo and behold, it's sitting underneath, predominantly, in any case, Muslim countries? Now, if we take the 57-country member organization of the Islamic Conference, those Muslim nations account right now for 75% of world oil reserves and about 56% of world gas reserves. Think about that for a second, and why should it be that such a preponderance of hydrocarbon supplies are sitting under Muslim countries? Islam is a relatively new religion, only having been around since the 6th century. Why should it be that that happened? It's so improbable if you look at it in those terms. So roughly we have 22-23% of the world's population that sits atop those three-quarters of world oil reserves. And I'll quote you some more statistics. Of the 10 countries with the largest amount of oil in the world, 8 are Islamic. accounting for about a half of the world's reserves in that instance. Of the 15 nations that account for most of the world's gas supply, again, here in this case, 11 are predominantly Islamic. What are the probabilities that something like this should happen? It's not the case that all Islamic countries are in the Middle East. Here's some more interesting situations. Why are such nations as Nigeria and Indonesia, who are also are large energy suppliers, why is it that they're also Islamic today? They're not even near the Middle East. Nigeria, of course, is west of the Middle East, and Indonesia, far east. Indonesia being the largest Islamic nation today, with about 217 million in population. Isn't that strange that those large suppliers should today be Islamic? It's also true for a couple of other countries that are closer to the Middle East, for example, Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan, Azerbaijan, Algeria, and so forth. What is the probability that so much of the world's hydrocarbon supplies should find their way or find their place underneath today Islamic countries? I could go on and quote more statistics. Please look, get our report, Final Combustion Oil, Islam and the Christian West, and it gets into a little more, more interesting circumstances. Basic point here is, could it have been chance that such a strong alignment between Islam and oil should have occurred in the world? And the contention we have, and certainly us who look at it, at the world from a scriptural perspective, biblical perspective, we would say, no, there's another agenda here. There's a reason why the religion of Islam found its birth in the Middle East, earlier, of course, with the Arabian people, but it certainly has fanned out since then to have a much, much larger influence upon the world. Again, there's many more coincidences, but we don't have the time to go into that. Let's just accept that premise that that's an improbable situation that would be hard to explain in any other situation. Well, we know what's happening today and how some Middle Eastern countries are certainly using their position with hydrocarbon supplies to advantage. We also know that Islam, of all the major religions in the world, there's about 20 sets of different religions. Islam is the only religion that specifically mandates that Israel be annihilated. Isn't it interesting that that's the case? And as it happens, it's a very major part of how Islam is using its leverage with respect to hydrocarbon supplies upon the rest of the world. And we're seeing that playing out here in recent days. Certainly the perspectives and policies that Iran is adopting and Hezbollah and so on and so forth, we're seeing it play out before our eyes. Well, there's a second party that also plays a very, very, very big role in terms of this cosmic final chapter, as I would call it, with respect to this issue of final combustion, and that is what we call the Christian West. Well, let's quote some statistics on the West. Basically, here I'm talking about the high-income nations. There's a little over 50 of those, as far as the World Bank would categorize. Just consider some of these perspectives. The world's Christian countries, which today represent about 30% of the world population, and admittedly, I'm using the word Christian here a little loosely. I'm really referring to nations where Christianity had a fairly predominant influence upon over the last centuries. It'd be difficult to argue that there's any nation today that is technically Christian, although many, many Christians would live in many of those countries. But so you have 30% of the world's population who just happen to use an enormous amount of oil. If you narrow down that group a little further to what I call the top 10 Christian nations, they account for about only 4.7 of the world oil reserves. Remember, we talked about the Islamic nations accounting for 55 of world gas reserves and 75% of world oil reserves. Here we have this small group of nations, the 10, which account for over 60% of the world's wealth, 60% of the world's wealth, only have 10% of the world's population. They only have less than 5% of the world's oil reserves. But isn't it interesting that it's precisely those nations that have the highest consumption levels? Consider these statistics. The average, we'll just talk here about the top 10. It's also true for all the Christian countries if you want to aggregate them together. The average consumption of oil per person per year is almost 6,000 kilograms of oil. Now, that might not be a familiar metric, but some of the oil agencies, statistics agencies do calculate it that way. So about 6,000 kilograms. And how does that compare to the rest of the world? Well, for one, that's six times the consumption level of the Islamic nations. Now, isn't that kind of strange? There are the countries in the world which have the preponderance of world hydrocarbon supply, but they're not users. You know, it's like as they say about the drug pushers. A good drug pusher doesn't use his own product. Well, I guess it's kind of the case here, too. So if you look at that narrow group of the top 10 Christian nations, again, as a category, they use 12 times the energy of some other religious groups, for example, Hindu nations. And it's also true that we use much, much more than, say, Buddhist nations. Remember, we were saying we're going to try to look at this more from a religious perspective as compared to some secular economic statistics. Well, you know, there's many more interesting statistics that we would quote. We know that the Christian West, of course, or the West in general, is the wealthy part of the world. That part of the world has roughly 24 times the income of the average Muslim living in those 57 countries that we talked about that are Islamic. And here's another one. We have about 56 times the income of the average Hindu. And so you can see that's one of the reasons why those nations are, of course, big, big users of energy. Well, one thing we can't forget here, Dr. Stan, you talked about that at the start of the call, is the automobile. You know, we here in North America and many other Western countries are highly, highly dependent upon transportation, particularly the automobile. And you take just the United States, transportation accounts for about 60% of our oil consumption. And so you'd probably think, given the lay of, or at least the distribution of oil, that it must have been somebody in the Middle East who invented the automobile. But that's not the case, as we well know. The automobile is most prevalent in the Western nations here. Well, let's just take, again, those top 10 Western nations of Christian heritage. We have about 482 cars per 1,000 people. And how many would remember, that's the part of the world that only has 4.7% of the world's oil reserves. Well, how many cars would we find in the Middle East? Well, not very many. Of the Islamic nations that we can find statistics for is about 43 of them. We discover that there's only 22 cars per 1,000 people. Remember, we were talking about 482 as a comparison for the more richer nations of the world, the top 10, as I was referring to. So here we have, a ratio difference of about 22 times, and that is the largest consumer of petroleum. Now, I could go on with all kinds of statistics. The basic premise that we want to just point out here is just develop the theory that all these kinds of conditions that we find in the world just aren't explainable by pure happenstance alone. It's all coming together in such a perfectly interlocking strategy. A master strategist, the most brilliant, couldn't have planned a more better trap, so to speak, to get us into the situation as we are finding today, where oil has become such a key strategic instrument, and particularly as it plays out in the Middle East and as it plays out relative to Israel. All of this revolves around Israel, and we're going to come to that question shortly a little more. Again, please download this report. If you'd like to read the entire one with all the statistics, it's called Final Combustion, Oil, Islam, and the Christian West, and it's available free by download from our website, eternalvalue.com. To this point, we've only discussed two of the major groups. Remember, there's about four big groups of players that interplay into this crisis as we see developing in the world right now. The other two are Asia and Russia. Isn't it interesting that Asia all of a sudden should have awakened in recent decades? All of a sudden, this area, which, by the way, as I think we've already alluded to, has very little in the way of oil reserves.
We're going to be back here in just a moment with Mr. Wilfred Hahn, getting to look at the spiritual implications of the historic event and military events unfolding today, right here, the American Freedom Network.
Michael at KHNC Radio, and I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend them. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval, with a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
When you look at the sky, it seems relatively empty. Yet somewhere beyond that vast sea of blue lies Wild Blue, affordable high-speed internet via satellite. For as little as $49.95 a month with free installation, Wild Blue brings you the world and your connection to it. Imagine surfing the web with lightning-fast speeds up to 30 times quicker than dial-up. Suddenly, you can send large emails in a flash. You can even download music or watch videos online. Plus, WildBlue comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Finally, just about everyone under the sun has access to affordable high-speed internet. And like the clear blue sky, that's a beautiful thing. WildBlue, high-speed internet out of the blue.
Make the move to WildBlue Country. Call 1-866-WILD-BLUE today and get free installation. That's 1-866-WILD-BLUE or see your local dealer. Must have Southern line of sight. Speeds may vary. Price of first to value back. Promotional plan details subject to change at any time. See wildblue.com for full details.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Mr. Wilfred Hahn. And Mr. Hahn, would you like to tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself, your background, before we get back to your analysis of what's going on there in the Middle East?
Yeah. Worked in the world of international finance for well over 25 years. One time director of research for a major Wall Street firm, and chairman of this country's largest global investment firm operating around the world. So I've had lots of opportunity to travel around the world and meet people and and central banks and so on and so forth, and so spent most of my life working in the international sphere. And one of the things that became apparent to me as a Christian quite early on was a number of things. By gosh, how rapid some of these trends that I was observing in the world were coming about. All of a sudden, things were accelerating, and also seeing so many alignments as to what Scripture says will happen in latter days, and particularly with reference to Israel. So that really caught my attention, and was one of the genesis also of the start of our ministry called the Mulberry Ministry. And what we do is research a lot of these world trends and economic developments, more or less, from a Christian perspective, particularly, as we call it, end-time economics. Our website is eternalvalue.com. And by the way, we do have a free newsletter distributed every 2 months. It's called the Eternal Value Review. And I'd most welcome any listener to go to our website and sign up for it. Again, it's available free. Yes, well, that having said, we were just trying to develop this great, great set of factors that are coming to play in the world that could not have been, could not have happened if there wasn't some diabolical plan to have this all come together and have it come to this final combustion phase, as I think we're seeing play out in the world today, and particularly also against Israel. All of this augurs very, very poorly against Israel. Just before I go on, I think we should just, again, refocus as to why this is all so significant. And, again, you know, as I mentioned, it augurs very, very poorly for Israel. But, you know, as we have talked about this interesting situation where so much of the world's oil reserves and hydrocarbon supplies are underneath Muslim nations, I don't mean to say that Islam is the only player in setting up the conflagration, this final combustion phase that we're seeing in the world. It takes complicity from various countries and peoples, and we have talked here also about what I call the Christian West, or the formerly Christian West. And we put the case forward, of course, that some of the blame has to go elsewhere. It all comes together. Complicity on all sides, and we had talked about the influence of the high consumption levels in the Christian West. That's not to say that consumption is a bad thing, but I think one of the things that we would have to recognize overall, and I think we all would agree, is that whereas so many of these Christian countries over the last 150, 200 years have been so very blessed, things have changed. Today, in all these nations, it is true that really God is no longer the object of our adoration. More or less, it's the God of prosperity. The focus has changed entirely, and we have articles that kind of chronicle that as well, if you're interested. So that all comes to play here, certainly with some of the Western nations. It's so true, North America, isn't it? Here in the United States, it's not going to be too long. Almost 70% of our hydrocarbon supplies, or at least oil supplies, need to be imported. We're almost there. And that's all come about in the last 55 years. The first oil deficit that the United States has was in 1948. And here we are today, 70% of our oil supplies. And there may be all kinds of reasons why that's happened, good and bad, and fabricated or contrived. It still is a fact that we are so absolutely reliant upon oil supplies being imported from the rest of the world. And that becomes very monumental when we recognize that the United States is the last protector of Israel, at least the last, being the superpower, the only superpower in the world. We are the last protector. And we have to ask ourselves the question, given that we're so used to such a good lifestyle and a living standard in North America and some of these other Western nations, at what point, at what price of a gallon of gasoline will we finally say no, we're not going to support Israel anymore? Not to say that Israel always does everything right, but in terms of being this protector in the Middle East, what is going to be that price? At what point will a politician take advantage of that discontent with high oil prices and change some of the foreign policies that America might have and other nations? And it's a critical question, and I think it's a realistic question, because here in North America, we find ourselves, I think, in a very difficult situation economically. That's been the case for a number of things, a number of reasons that have happened in the last number of years. But it is true today that the average consumer, the average household, is in a very precarious financial situation. In the last 2 years, just to illustrate, the average household savings rate has been negative. What we're talking about there, after you've paid for your house and your expenses and for food and so forth, the average American household is running a deficit every year. And it's much, much worse than the statistics would suggest. The fact that we have a negative household savings rate is already quite serious. The last time that occurred for a very brief amount of time was back in the 1930s when we were in the midst of the Great Depression. So there were strong reasons why that happened. But here today, we're supposedly living at a time of strong economic growth and so forth, yet the average household is in deficit. And when one considers also the fact that today we have a greatest, I would say, but it is true, the greatest wealth skew. In other words, the smallest number of people having so much wealth versus the vast majority which have little wealth, you can realize that the average American household, in fact, is running serious, serious deficits. So that situation and others really, really make us much, much more sensitive to rising hydrocarbon prices. And just in this last 3, 4, 5 years, the expenditures upon for energy have gone up enormously as a percentage of our overall spending habits, and that's true also for the entire world. So it now becomes much, much more critical. We're, to start with, the average North American household is very, very stretched. And now, all of a sudden, oil prices are starting to go up, and that's true for energy prices overall. So it really hurts, and recent statistics show that. So here we can see how critical it's becoming. We're dependent upon so much oil imports and energy imports, and now prices are going up. We may have a significant recession in the future. We'll get one sometime. Hard always to predict when it happens, but we can be sure, I think, as long as hydrocarbon prices remain high, as I think they will, probably even go higher at some point, it's going to become a hot topical issue.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network, and the question is, why are all these things happening today?
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245, KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest Mr. Wilfred Pond, and we're talking about how at this time in history, why the attention of the world is focused on the Middle East. And here you have a little nation of Israel with a couple of million Jews in it, and you've got all sorts of little tiny nations all over the world. You've got Nepal, you've got, countries in Africa, small little nations. But nothing has the significance that Israel does today. And then, of course, the fact that the oil is there, that the tensions are rising in the Middle East, and it looks like it's only a matter of time before the United States is involved with a confrontation with Syria and Iran, because I think that's what everything seems to be leading up to now. And, of course, we have our troops permanently stationed in Iraq. We have no intention of pulling them out. America is deeply involved in what's going on in the Middle East, and of course, we are actually developing the animosity, and I almost believe intentionally creating animosity from all of the other Arab nations, moving towards a class of civilizations, and really losing support from so many other countries throughout the West of the world, because we've defied the Geneva Convention, and it's very obvious that the Bush administration, our Christian administration, has been supporting torture and mistreatment of prisoners of war. So, with that as the background, where are we going, Mr. Hahn?
Well, with respect to oil, there isn't any other commodity, if you will, or device, I should say, in the world today that could be a greater lever on the state of world geopolitics than oil, than energy. And that has to do, of course, with the statistics that we've just discussed earlier, just seeing who it needs to import most of it and who consumes most of it and who supplies it and so forth. There's no other commodity that could be better suited in this grand final combustion phase that we see playing out right now on the world's geopolitical sphere. You know, there's countries like Chile, for example, which have greater than 60% of the world's copper supply. Copper, yes, it's an important metal, but it doesn't have that same kind of leverage that only oil could have. And so here we see that playing out. There's other interesting trends that come into this interplay. As we mentioned earlier, one couldn't imagine a more brilliant strategist having conceived the situations that we see in the world that now come to focus on this final combustion phase and its implications for the Middle East and particularly Israel and also many Christians around the world. We talked a little bit about Asia earlier. Why is it? These are important questions, just taking the obvious that we're seeing in the world and just asking why. Why is it that all of a sudden sleeping Asian nations in the last 50 years awoke and started growing quite significantly economically and starting joining more or less the Western financial sphere and Western industrial sphere. Take China, for instance. There's a nation that for 18 of the last 20 centuries was the largest economy and wealthiest in the world, and then it sort of fell off a cliff, and Europe became much bigger, and America became much bigger economically. All of a sudden, in the late 1970s, China aggressively again moved back into the what we call the Western financial sphere, or at least participating in it. And when you look at the oil situation with respect to the Asian nations, there we have, if you speak at Asia overall, including the Hindu and the Buddhist societies and the atheistic societies, over 50% of the world's population lives on that landmass. And they have remarkably little in the way of oil reserves and gas reserves and energy supply. In fact, that whole region overall has only about 3% of the world oil reserves. My gosh, 50% of the world's population, only 3% of the world's oil reserves, and now certainly that's been the case over the last three decades with respect to China and 50 years with some countries like Japan, growing rapidly and increasing their consumption of oil. If the average Asian, and it's always difficult to look at that whole area as just being representative of one type of philosophy, but in any case, if they were to consume the same amount of oil that we do here in North America or the West, the oil markets just couldn't tolerate it. I mean, far from it. We're already seeing the implications of that now. Just China's growth here in the last few years, every year has accounted for 30% and 40% of the additional oil demands in the world, and we're already seeing the implication of that. But if you take a step back and, again, look at this in terms of a cosmic time plan, in terms of an overall agenda that a master tactician could have planned to bring us to this point in the world's history where things start coming to the flash point with respect to Israel, it's amazing that that we see these kinds of developments come to play, particularly as we see in Asia. There's another player, too, that we could talk about, and I mentioned there's kind of four big groups that revolve around this whole story and all of that around Israel, and that is Russia. Russia, most would have written off some 10 years ago after Glasnost and so on forth, when the USSR was disassembled, most would have thought, well, Russia is finished, and in fact, Russia was in dire shape, owed a lot of money to the rest of the world, it was just terrible economically. But in a period of less than 10 years, Russia is back in a very, very strong geopolitical position today. Money is just rolling into that country today. They don't know what to do with it. They're paying back their Treaty of Rome debt, $21 billion. Whoever pays off debt, but that nation is. Their foreign exchange reserves today are somewhere around $270 billion. Those numbers might not mean anything, perhaps, but if you look at that relative to the United States, that's about five to six times the amount of exchange reserves that the United States has. It's just remarkable. And the money is just rolling in. They've got a stabilization fund today of about $60 billion. They don't know what to do with it. And we'll talk a little bit more about that after.
Well, I'm afraid we're out of time, but thank you so very much for being with us again. Let's get your website out.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Here at the American Freedom Network. Mr. Hahn, why don't you get your website off one more time, and and so people can actually get your very provocative article.
Okay, we ran out of time, but we only scratched on the topic. Our website is eternalvalue.com, one word, eternalvalue.com. You can download this report that we've been talking about called Final Combustion, Oil, Islam, and the Christian West, particularly what we haven't covered and you may be interested in is what is the ultimate culmination of all this? What can you do in this situation?
And would you like to come back tomorrow morning for the same program and finish it off?
I'll have to quickly look at my calendar. Yes, I guess I can do that.
All
love
right,
to.
And we'll talk to you. We'll finish it up tomorrow.
Okay.
God bless
you, then, Dr. Stan. Bye-bye.
Okay, this is Dr. Stan. And this is such an important subject because we're being drawn into an increased conflict there. The price of oil is going up. Our economy is turning down. These things are happening not by accident, I believe by intent. And I believe God is going to bring His judgment on our nation. Because, you know, certainly although individuals can be punished in the afterlife for what they've done, governments cannot. And societies cannot, and they are punished in this life, and there is no instance in all history where a nation has turned against God, and God has not eventually brought that nation to judgment and destruction. So, we'll have Mr. Hahn back tomorrow morning, and let me suggest, if you'd like to know more about the oil situation, the truth about oil, why we have a great four-tape set, simply on oil. And this whole thing has been manipulated. But it doesn't matter whether it's manipulated or real. The impact on you is going to be very direct, and the price of oil is going to continue to rise, and they're going to force you to change your whole way of life. And when oil hits $150 or $200 a barrel, you're going to be forced out of your car, and the farmer is going to be forced, you know, off of his land, and we're going to be forced to change where we work and where we live. All of this is planned, long-range planning. It's called Sustainable Development, Agenda 21. We have a copy of the Agenda 21 report that was prepared for Santa Cruz. It's available from Radio Liberty. We have an evaluation of this whole master plan for sustainable development. That's why you need to get my video talk on sustainable development and the syllabus that goes with that, because there you'll find the Earth Charter. You'll find a summation of the World Bank water policy. You'll find a summation of the Global Biodiversity Assessment report that came out of the Second Earth Summit back in 1992. Everything is part of a master plan. They know exactly what they're doing, and they're coordinating, drawing us into this conflict in the Middle East as well. Who are they? Well, certainly the writers of the Earth Charter, part of it, Gorbachev, Marie Strong, Stephen Rockefeller, have prepared a new Ten Commandments for the world. You'll read it in our Sustainable Development syllabus. They, and of course the spiritual forces which they're associated with, because all of those three men are deeply involved in the occult in one way or another. There is a spiritual force behind everything going on today. And if you have not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you should. See in the videos, they sold their souls for rock and roll, because it talks about what happens in the music industry, but the same thing is happening in our political situation. There really are people who sold their souls to the devil. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available.